Hello and welcome to Focus on Licking County. I'm Buckeye Country 107.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. Thanks for joining us. Our guest today is Judy Dolison, President, Central Ohio Better Business Bureau. Plenty of scams are out there, but one that's really making a lot of news lately is when it comes to cybersecurity, especially cryptocurrency. Maybe talk a little bit about how big a problem this is becoming.
It has, and you know, anything new is such a target for scammers because they're taking advantage of people. You know, it's in the news, but they don't know a lot about it yet, and they're trying to get experience with it. So they're really taking advantage of that learning curve that a lot of people have with cryptocurrency. Investment scams have been around forever, and it's kind of a new version of the investment scam, right? So instead of, you know, trying to get you to invest in whatever, they're trying to get you to invest in cryptocurrency or use cryptocurrency or even use cryptocurrency as the payment method for another type of scam. Mm-hmm. So lots of ways that they're, you know, just taking advantage of this new topic.
And it's not just, and again, when we think scams, a lot of times we think about the elderly. I understand that's kind of where folks' minds go. But it's the young people, because they're the ones who are involved in this stuff more so than the older folks, correct?
Yes. Scams can target literally any age group, any demographic. And, you know, it doesn't matter what. It's really prevalent everywhere. But we see that the 18 to 25-year-olds are actually the second highest category next to the 65-plus of those being targeted with scams. Now, we see a lot of that with online purchase scams. They're on the computer. They're, you know, comfortable with the computer. They're on social media. So they have a lot of exposure. But yes, we see cryptocurrency. We see rental scams. We see employment scams is huge among that age group because they're young and they're, you know, starting their careers, right? So scammers are so good. We say this all the time. They're so good at targeting, you know, that particular time in your life or, you know, opportunity that is targeting that specific demographic. They really know how to make it so that it seems like it's the right thing for you at that right time.
And here's the other thing before we get into, we're talking about obviously the sports season. You got Ohio State and all NFL football. The sports gambling as well. I know, again, you guys sent out a press release not too long ago on watch what's happening here. And, you know, take the gambling part out of it, which can be very disruptive for a lot of folks. But the scams involved here are just as bad.
They are. They just, again, find a way to take advantage. So they know people are out there. They know there's maybe not as much experience with that. Mm-hmm. And so they're finding a way to get you online, take you to fake websites, take you to scammers that are just looking to either get your money or even worse, get more information about you that they could use in bigger forms of identity theft.
Mm-hmm. And it's the numbers are unbelievable. I just shudder to think if you were to look and just put out a report, it could be mammoth, the amount of people that are scammed and the amount of money they've lost.
It's amazing how much, we talk about, every year we talk about how there's exposure to scams, there's the risk of falling for the scam if you're exposed, and then there's also the money lost. And so when we talk about riskiness of scams, it's really those three factors. So likelihood of being exposed, likelihood of losing money if you're exposed, and then the amount of money you can lose. So with some online purchase scams, you know, you may lose $20 because you bought something that you don't receive when you buy it online. But with some of these scams, cryptocurrency, sports betting, they can be hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands of dollars. So it really does take a toll. All scams are, devastating, but some can be really life-changing.
Oh, no doubt about it. All right, staying on that sports theme, streaming.
Yes.
Now look, Judy, we cut the cable a long time ago. My boys were like, Dad, get out of that. Let's just do all the streaming. And to be honest with you, I just let them do it. I'm like, all right, tell me what I need to do. How do I do it? Thank God I got an IT kid who helps me with that.
Right.
But talk a little bit about this, because you're getting bombarded with TV ads and phone calls and this package and that package. You got to be careful.
Yeah, well, when we talk about sports streaming, you know, it really is something that started during COVID, right? And even for high school level, like, you know, the stadiums weren't open or not as many people were allowed in there. And so a lot of streaming sites popped up even for high school sports. And it just became popular, and it's still being used today, even though, you know, that's changed. But it's what it is a another version of an online purchase scam, right? So you go typically off of a social media site. You see this game being promoted. You click on the link. You go to a fake website, and you put in your credit card information, or, you know, even worse, sometimes they ask for random information like social security numbers, like, which is a great red flag, right? Mm-hmm. But so you put the money in, and, you know, you go to watch the game, and it's not there.
That's right. I mean, a lot of folks, we always tell, and law enforcement, the last thing I always end with is, do not give out personal information. Right. That should be a red flag, shouldn't it?
It is, really. And we're asked for information in our lives, in our daily lives, in all kinds of ways. And you should always give the bare minimum that you have to give for anything, really. Your data is currency for you. You should protect that at all costs. But especially when you're doing an unsolicited, an ad off of social media, or something that comes to you through email, that is all ways that we are phished every day mm-hmm. by scammers. So really, anything that is asking for personal information beyond what feels like they would need for that purchase is suspect, and you really, big red flags, you really should think about it.
And Judy, it's the old saying, if it's too good to be true,
it likely is.
Yes,
and
right.
it is an old saying, but it is still true today.
So what does the BBB say to folks, and if they're saying, hey, you know what, I do want to get into this streaming, what should somebody do? What is the avenue?
Yeah, so you find the legitimate streaming site, and, you know, like if it's a high school sport, call the school. They're mm-hmm. going to promote it. And if you don't research the site, if you can't get a hold of the school, you know, research the site. Find out how long has the site been around. What we saw a lot in a few years ago was sites were popping up, being in place for 2 or 3 weeks and then going away, right? There was no track record, no history of that platform. So that very suspect, again, if it is just there for a few weeks, it's likely not a legitimate site. So you can do some basic research. You could always, you know, make phone calls to find out what the school is saying, and you do those basic online research where you're looking at the HTTPS.
Yep. And remind folks what that is and where you should find that.
The S stands for secure. Mm-hmm. So in that URL, it should always, anything that you're putting information in, credit card information, anything, if it doesn't have that S, it's not a secured site, and you never should put your credit card in that platform. So if it's it doesn't always mean that it's not a scammer site with the S, but definitely if there's
I'll
no
take
S,
my chances.
do not do it without the S.
No doubt about it. All right, staying on that sports theme, and we've talked about this before, but the ticket scams.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I mean, I'm watching what's happening with the Ohio State Texas game with the prices of those tickets.
Right.
But it's every game, and especially here in Buckeye Nation, man,
right.
People want tickets.
Right.
You better be careful.
Yeah, and we see it. We see it with, you know, Ohio State. We see it with concerts that come mm-hmm. to town. Even over the summer, we saw it with festivals, right? Anything that you're buying a ticket for, you're buying online, you know, the hard tickets are gone, right? Everything's digital, which just allows us to see more scams because it's so easy to change what a ticket looks like and post it as a legitimate new tickets. So really, it's always best to buy from the source, if at all possible. So if you're buying, you know, from the Ohio State Athletics Department, that's the best way to go. Of course, that's not always possible. There's always the brokers and the resellers. So, but do your research on who you're buying from. There are legitimate brokers and resellers mm-hmm. out there. BBB.org is a great place to go to look for that, as is the National Association of Ticket Brokers. They have, they give a 200% guarantee on the purchase price of any ticket that's bought from one of their members. A great source to look at. And if you do have a problem with someone you've bought that's a member, you know you have a recourse for that. So, and you know, if there's anything funny about the ticket, we always say, you know, if the price is too good, right? It's a big gain. It shouldn't be a discounted price.
I only paid $25.
Right. It's a great deal. Can you imagine? I know. But if, you know, the information on the ticket, we've seen in the past where the venue doesn't match the date, or the name of the game that's being played is not the same date as what it really is. So look at those details. And sometimes there's no details, like there's no seat or row number. That's obviously not a legitimate ticket. So you really want to do all those things just to do due diligence mm-hmm. on the ticket itself. And again, pay with a credit card if at all possible, because...
Explain that, because my son is big on that. He's like, Dad, if you buy anything... put it on a credit card.
Yeah. So, you know, debit cards, wire transfers, gift cards, all those things, even peer-to-peer, are almost the same as cash, instantly out of your account, and you just don't have any recourse. It's hard. If it's going to a scammer, it's very, very unlikely that you could ever stop it or get it back. If it goes through a credit card, the financial institution that backs that credit card has time built mm-hmm. into it that they can maybe, if you find out soon enough, can stop it from occurring, can stop the transaction, or will provide some protection and refund you if it is a scam or if you just don't get the item that you've purchased.
And again, I know because it's happened to us. Be quick on those phone calls, too.
Be quick on the phone calls. Yeah. Absolutely. And that's a scam we're seeing with the tariffs recently. With all the talks of the tariffs. So that's all, you know, on our minds. And scammers are claiming that you've purchased something. It's kind of the tail end of an online purchase scam. So you've made a purchase. It's not a legitimate website. You've purchased through a scammer, and then they start calling you and saying there's a delay because of the tariff situation, and you'll either need to pay extra to get your merchandise through the through tariffs, or you will just get it a couple weeks later. And with that, they're playing that game mm-hmm. to get you to not report that your item didn't come, that the financial institution's not going to stop the transaction. So they want that money to go through. And so they're using tariffs as the excuse. So it's really just kind of doubling down on an online purchase scam and either getting more money out of you or at least protecting the purchase in the first place.
I tell you, they're one step ahead, aren't they?
They are.
I mean, these folks, they you feel bad for law enforcement. We're going to get into law enforcement scams too, but it's hard to stay up on all this stuff. That's what makes the BBB such a great resource.
We love talking to media all the time. We go to community groups, and we just want to talk about this as much as possible, because the best defense is education. So we really appreciate opportunities like this, because they are constantly evolving. Scammers are great at what they do. It's a business for them, and they get very good at it. So, you know, really the opportunity to talk about it and just give people, you know, that warning is so important. The education is vital.
Law enforcement, no matter how much you can educate, how much right. we can get the word out, unfortunately, somebody is getting scammed, and a lot of money is involved, yeah. especially with these, because you start playing on emotions with family members
right.
with a lot of this.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So we were involved in one recently where the victim was called BBB. They kind of sensed the scam was happening, and we were actually present for the phone call with the scammer and heard the actual scam message going on, you know, scammer talking to the supposed victim. So in this case, the person who was being targeted, her daughter was arrested, a true arrest, but the scammer had found out about the arrest and who the mother was, and called and said, we're going to work on an early release, but we need money and you have to do it now. Go buy gift cards. I'll stay on the phone with you while you go buy the gift cards. Pressuring all the time to do it. They pretended that they were from the sheriff's office, from the courts, and that they were helping her with this early release. And we see it, you know, we see it with jury duty. You you were late to a jury summons, and now you're going to have a warrant out for your arrest if you don't pay this fine. Lots of ways that they're impersonating the courts, the police, just to try to get you, very much a sense of urgency. They're really trying to get you to panic. You know, if I don't do this, fines, arrest, really significant consequences for not following what they say. And they get people to fall for it.
You've been listening to Focus on Licking County on Buckeye Country 107.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank our guest today, Judy Dolson, President, Central Ohio Better Business Bureau. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.